Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Parashat Tzav. In Parashat Tzav, we do have something which is at least slightly connected to the coming week. And that is the mitzvah of the Karban Taiza. As you know, on Erev Pesach, coming Friday, a week from tomorrow, we will not be saying Mizmor L'Taida. And the reason for that is that a Taida was not offered on Erev Pesach, because a normal Taida is eaten for a day and a night. Since the Karban Taida has chametz, a person could not be makrivit because he would be memayit on achilaston, because he would not allow the full time for it to be. So for that reason, on Erev Pesach, Shacharis, we skip his Mizmor L'Taida, which is the parsha connected the Taida. Now the Chakira, the question I would like to share with you. This idea that we do not say the Parshas HaTamid on Erev Pesach, is it a non-event? In other words, it's Amar Shmuli. It is that normally we could bring the Tamid, now we cannot bring the Tamid. So it's in a sense just the time that a certain event cannot take place, and that's the whole story. Or, maybe no. Maybe it's the kingdom of Zecher L'Migdash. We know we have a mitzvah which you learn from a pasuk in Chlal Devoi Trisha. Gemara says that it's the mitzvah to do things Zecher L'Migdash. And therefore my question is, when we skip this Malasaida, is it just a Dover Shuli, a non-event? There's no kingdom of anything by skipping it, it's just that there's no mitzvah to say it. Or, perhaps, it's a kiyum of Zecher L'Migdash. We are doing something to remember what took place at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, it will be an afkamina. Somebody who comes late, and all he says is, Baruch Sh'omar, Yishtabach, Dash, between. He's not Mechayim skipping Malasaida, because he skips everything. Well, if this Malasaida is simply a non-event, just not doing something, well, there's no chesaron inside this part of the day. However, if you understand that Mizmor L'Taida is an opportunity to be Mekayim Zecher L'Migdash, then he's missing an added mitzvah. You might ask, do we ever find a Zecher L'Migdash which is done by not doing something? In other words, we find Zecher L'Migdash by certain activities that we do, like shaking lulav on the second, third, fourth, fifth, day focus, which is only a mitzvah in the mikdash. So it's echel mikdash. That's something we do. Do you ever find not doing something is echel mikdash? The answer is yes. We do find it in a number of places. For example, during the time that the duchani takes place, the kainim are offering birchas kainim to the people. We have a custom that we don't look at the hands of the kain. We don't even glance at the hands of the kain. What's the reason for that? Well, the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Kof test, the cut and pay test, bring that really there's no answer to glance at the hands of the Kayanim. It's just that since in the Migdash it was not done, we have a custom not to look at the hands of the Kayanim as a Zdechel L'Migdash. So here we're refraining from doing something as a Zdechel L'Migdash. So we do see that there is such a concept. And the Migdash, the Chakira stands. On Erev Pesach, when you don't say Mizmor L'Taida, there should be thinking. At the time that we skip it, that we're being the Kayim Zecher L'Migdash, is that the Indian? Or not? And I'll allow that Chakira to stand at least for this year. The Karban Taida has Chametz in it. We have in this week's parish a general rule. I say, also Chametz shall come. That not only can Achis not be Chametz, but even the Chilek portion that goes to the Kayim may not be Chametz. Why then is it that the Karban Taida and the Taida alone, among all Karban Yachid, all Karban Yachid, has Chametz in it? Rav Zevin, in the Botairo Lamayadim, explains beautifully. He says the Chametz, as we know, is the remez, is the hint, sign of something that is negative, something wrong. Not good, it's a sign of something pure and good. No surprise that the Menachas of the Beis HaMikdash would be Matzah, because they should not be allowed to have Chametz, the Gaiva, the Ra. But it comes to a carbon taita, though. What is a carbon taita? There, a person is saying, I was deserving of something happening to me, which could have caused me harm. And I was saying, because the carbon taita is only bought at a time that a person was saved from a tzara, similar to what we call Birchas HaGaimel today. And therefore, when the carbon taita is bought, the person has to remember that there is a tzad that he's a chayim. There's a tzad that he deserves punishment. And at the same time, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why one of the four types of bread offerings that is brought is coming. Because to show that there's a tzad hara, he didn't want to play. And that is the reason we say in the language of the Prophet, HaGoymel Chayovim Toivai Shikulani Kotai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good L'Chayovim, people who don't deserve the good. Why do we mention Chayovim? Because that's the chavetz. That's the inherent part of the carbon taita. But this Rav Zevin goes on to explain why the custom is that a woman who gives birth does not say Birchas HaGaim. That's certainly the prevalent custom. And why should that be? She went through a dangerous time when we are Mechal Shabbos for a woman in labor. So Rav Zevin answers. Because we only say Birchas HaGaim or often offer a carbon taita. By Gaima L'Chayav Taiva, there's something that has a tzad chamek, a tzad ra involved. If a person becomes ill and needs surgery, he mentions Gaima. Because there was a punishment involved, the illness itself. However, when a woman gives birth, that is not Gaima L'Chayav Taiva. She wasn't a chayav when she came to it. And therefore, there's no reason to bring the carbon taiva. Indeed, the Yeledis brought a carbon Yeledis, not a carbon taiva. Therefore, we do not have a custom to say Birchas HaGaim. So much for the carbon taita. Two thoughts, one regarding the Erev Pesach, and one regarding Chavitchim. The fourth regarding the beginning of the parasha. The beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Bei, is the Hiya Ilah Almeida, Alamis Be'ach Kol HaLayla. We know that the Evarim, the parts of the Karbonis that had to be burned, were left on the Mizbeach all night. Rashi says, "Balilamid alhek the chalavim veim she kosher kol alayla." That one can offer the burnt parts of the carbon on the Mizbeach the entire night. Rashi says, "She kosher kol alayla." In other words, really, you can burn them by day. The night is a just in case. One wants, and if one has enough time, all the parts of the carbonos that have to be burnt by death. If necessary, they will burn to death. This explains why Elas Arvitz Rishos, the Gemara said, that in its original form, Shachris and Mincha, the first and second Elas of the day, are obligations. Mariv, the ninth Elas, is the Rishos. Although today, Klal Yisrael has accepted Mariv as an obligation, we still treat it as a reshus in the sense that we don't have as far as the shots. We don't repeat the shastray, and that's because Tfilas Arav is the reshus. Why should Mariv of all three tfilas be a reshus? The answer is that the three tfilas connected to Eden Tikkun. The Shachris Tfila is connected to the Tamid that's brought in the morning, which is an absolute obligation. The Mincha Tfilah is Talmud Shobein Arbayim, which is an absolute obligation. But Mariv, as the Gemara says, Eretz Yilas Hashem, is Kineged, the Hakadaras, the Iburim, Hagavim is Be'ah, the burning of the parts of the animal during the night. And therefore, that is a Rishon, because there's no absolute obligation to do that. The Mela is a Rishon, which is something that I believe we can readily understand. The Karsh. That explains why Mariv is a Rishon. If the three prayers are connected to Midin Tikkun, that's only one of two opinions of the Gemara. The other Mandi Amar says that we daven three times a day, of Isaac, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. If it's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, why should Yaakov's prayer be a Rishus? All the Tillis. Yaakov was the Shishaba, the highest level of the Avot. Why should his Tillah be a Rishus? Here I would suggest an answer. When did Yaakov Yaakov Avinu Davin Harav in the beginning of Parshat Vayetze. There, he stopped at Har HaMoriah. He didn't know it was Har HaMoriah. And he Davin Harav there. However, we know, because of our Rashi, that when Yaakov arrived at Har HaMoriah, it was indeed day. It was not night. It was a setting of the sun early, so that Yaakov Avinu should sleep at Har HaMoriah. So one could argue that it was really day, because it was the time that would have been day, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the sun down early. If we understand that it's day, that the sun is only a minute of night, the sun comes down early, it still is, in fact, halachically day. Then we would answer our question. Then we would say that Yaakov Avinu davened Maariv, but he thought it was night. In fact, it was day. And for that reason, Maariv is not an absolute obligation. It's a quasi-obligation. We do like Yaakov Avinu, but Yaakov Avinu didn't really do it. The fact that he meant to do it is enough. But still, it's a rishon. This would also explain why one is allowed to daven Maariv early, but it's still day. A person is allowed to daven from Chag HaMincha. Why? Well, if the original Maariv was when it was technically day, you can understand that the halacha would remain that way. So these are three thoughts on the parasha, two regarding the Taita, and one regarding the Hector Eikurim. I would like to point out regarding this coming week that this Matzai Shabbos, shuls will wonder whether to say the I am, to say I should stay there after marriage. There are some populous Durim which instruct that we do not say marriage when the coming Friday is Erev Pesach. In fact, this is the Machlokes of Shabbos, which I choose to bring to opinion. As to whether we say the Inayam or Mitzvah Shabbos, however, the Mishnah Brura brings only one opinion. The Mishnah Brura brings the opinion that we should say Inayam. And therefore, that is really the proper custom. The person should, I guess, make sure to look it up earlier. But that's the stock. I want to leave you with a passage or two on this expression. We have in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav, in the beginning of the parasha, that if blood comes onto a baguette, or blood of a carpet comes onto a baguette, tichabes b'makayim kadosh, it must be laundered, must be washed in the base of it. You know that dam blood is not allowed to leave the base of Midrash, so the Ramban said that this pasuk is teaching us dam hanim blood of baguette yindig by kamei kaidim has the astay. So the eitz chutzukah that if blood is absorbed into a garment, that a person has to wash it off of the garment before he leaves the base of it. He should not be taking the blood out. It's hard to understand this Ramban's explanation. Hard to understand Kavanas HaTorah. What happens when he washes blood off his bag? Where does the blood go? All the blood in the Mikdash went into the Amma, which was a narrow stream of water that went through the center of the Beis HaMikdash, and it went out into Nachal Kidron, to the valley that's alongside the Beis HaMikdash. So it's difficult to understand that the Chabes B'Makayim Kadosh, the washing of the garden, is because of the blood, because the blood should not go out. But the blood, all the blood goes out. The blood didn't stay in the Beis HaMikdash. The blood ran out in the Alma into Nachal Kidron. If you would have explained that has something to do with the Kedusha of the Beged, maybe I could understand. The Ramban's explanation certainly needs head. And one last item of thought regarding the parish. We are all familiar with the law of the Leisa state prohibition against Leisar, which means leaving a carbon, which has to be burned, past its time. So that we have, for example, a carbon site, which is for a day and night. Now I'll leave it to the morning. The shlomim, which is eaten for 2 days and a night, one would not be allowed to leave till after the following night. However, what is very strange, and the Mishnah Chachma points out, is that every time the Torah mentions a prohibition against the leisar, against leaving something over, it's always a language of layadiach imenu adayger, like always the language of not leaving it to the morning. Which means it's talking about a my Zarachian, we have kept our promise of basically the Parsha Tzav, leaving Pesach Tzav, Hashem, for your Rav on Shabbos HaGadol, or for this